What the fuck is going on today?
Are we recording?
Yeah. Wait, is it? It's not going.
Oh,
it is.
Oh, we
going.
Should talk about Warzone. Wait, none of you fucking play the game. It nope. Sucks.
Is it recording? We can talk about it.
Sorry. Yeah,
Is it
recording?
Yeah, it's recording, so you can okay, go ahead.
Wait. Am I the host?
Yeah, you're the host.
Welcome to Offline TV Podcast Episode 13. Today, Toast is not here because we are being quarantined. And he's not allowed inside our house. Mm-hmm. So for the host for every future podcast will not be Toast until this quarantine is over. I don't know how to be a host. I've been hosting like 13 episodes. What does Toast usually do?
Let's start off with relevant topics.
Today's topic is about Lily Pichu. Lily, take it away.
So what have you been up to, Lily?
I'm making lo-fi songs.
Oh, that's really cool.
I'm really excited.
I've also been getting into lo-fi music, so we should collab.
I'm totally down to collab. Yeah. You got some sick beats.
Yeah, I got some sick beats. Some electronic stuff. What about you, Michael? What have you been up to?
I just been working on my video like 12 hours a day.
Wow,
that's Jesus. Very very painful.
What about you, Scar?
Nothing in my life has changed in the last 6 months.
Okay, cool. All right, good to know.
Sometimes stability is like good.
It's good. It's solid. Yeah.
There are some days I wish everything was the same and good. You know, like stable.
I don't think you would last a day.
Yeah, I don't think you would.
It's because Ben is a type 7 in the Enneagram personality.
Oh my god.
And type 7s tend to go for very spontaneity and impulsiveness is like a hallmark traits of a type 7 as well. They do have problems with commitment and sticking to one thing though.
I'm going to go ahead and say it.
How much you pay for that psychology degree?
I'm going to say this right now. Enneagrams are a scam.
They're not a scam.
And
you don't pay for it.
I'm here to let the world
know. How is it a scam?
It's a scam.
If you don't pay for it.
You're being paid. You're paying in your belief. Okay, it's like faith.
It's like religion.
You're religious. It's all a scam.
It's not a scam. Yeah,
as a friend, I'm here to. This is an intervention.
It's
okay?
Not a scam.
It's an intervention. As a type 3.
Oh God, do we have a topic for the podcast? Holy shit.
Personality tests aren't something that you fucking live by. It's just a gateway to talk about yourself and it opens up introspection.
So you're saying it's a gateway drug to introspection?
I hate Scar.
Avon, what are the podcast topics? What are we supposed to be talking about?
Scar is a type 6, so he does value stability
a lot. Podcast topics.
Avon.
My passion is personality. Michael is a type 5.
Jobs before streaming and how you basically discovered your passion or career.
Well, I like talking about personalities, and streaming lets me broadcast that to thousands of people.
Fan, we're fine. Get the fuck out.
I'm sorry.
Did you guys have any jobs before you were streamers?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
I had some hilarious ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so... My first ever job was a Kumon instructor. So I don't know if you know what Kumon is.
That's the Asian kids would go to.
No, what the fuck? It's
I had to do Kumon.
It's a bow thing,
really? No, it's an Asian teaching, like it's a
supplement
classes.
Uh-huh. That like every Asian math. Kid goes to.
So I would be like the supplement teacher, and I would like grade people's Kumon like math homework.
Oh.
And
then
you know what that job actually taught me? It taught me that there's people who are way smarter than me that are way younger than me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was like, I think I was like 16 or something, mm-hmm. and I was grading it. And then what ended up happening was like, there are these people who are 13 and they'd be finishing calculus. And then I'd be like, I was grading, I was like, I don't know how to do these. and the person covering, like the supervisor would have to come over and be like, I got this, don't worry. And I'd be like, how the fuck does he know calculus?
Like a sobering thought in general that no matter what you're good at, there's someone always who's going to be better than you.
Yeah.
It's like just a fact of life.
Yeah, it's not a
anyway, so Kumon, I have a relevant
and
story.
And then... Okay, keep going. What's your relevant story?
So I had to do Kumon, right? My mom would like...
Yeah.
Wait, you also did Kumon?
If you're Asian, you went to Kumon.
Did you do Kumon?
I watched kids do Kumon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he knows about it.
Yeah, I know about it, yeah.
My mom was too lazy to check every answer, right? So she would check the first page and the last page. So I would make sure to do the first and last page, right? But in the middle, I fucking bullshit it. Like 325 times 560. Oh, that sounds like a 6,000.
Oh, my God.
All the pages in the middle were fucking like nothing. Oh. I did that for so many years. Maybe that's why I'm so bad at math. That's my Kumon story.
Honestly, I'd probably do the same.
Yeah, I'm sure it checks the first and last page.
Wait. So you never went to like Sunday school? Like, not like Sunday school as like
dude, religious. Dude, school on Sunday? What the fuck?
Like, dude, I went to church school for like 3 years.
Are you guys okay?
No! Look at us!
Wait, so did you have like classes on the weekends?
No, I had religious classes on the weekends.
Dude, I had that too. My church offered like Saturday schools and stuff, and I had to go. And the worst part is like you'd have to pray before the school actually started. It was every Saturday.
Holy shit!
And then that's different from Sunday school. This is Saturday school.
What?
I had Saturday Korean school in the morning, and then Sunday I had Bible lessons, and then Monday through Friday was Friday.
Oh, that sounds
and sometimes
like dog
after
shit.
School I had like after school programs too. Huh. My mom was so convinced I was going to get into like a really good college.
Oh, dude,
how wrong my parents was.
Wait, no, my parents are exactly the same. Like I took Sunday and Saturday classes. So, there's a place called the CCC in Houston. It's called the Chinese Community Center.
Wait, I watched an episode of Fresh Off the Boat and they talked about the CCC and how important it is with Asian culture.
Yes. So yeah. We go in there and like I would learn how to draw and I would learn how to fucking like I have my Chinese classes there and I'd like study random shit. Like it was like stupid actually. I'd go every week and eventually I got so sick of it. I was like, I can't go anymore.
Yeah,
so
it's like an area where you just like sit and just do your work, right?
So you tutored in Kumon?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like it was like a...
That's cool. I tutored. You tutored.
I had summer school.
Okay, so you were the tutored.
Same thing.
Shit. I mean,
that was in elementary school when I was an idiot.
Yeah, same shit.
Okay, I went from that into going. I worked at a Chinese company that was not famous. It was like known for bringing like Western companies into the Eastern market. So they would like help them like merge into the culture, and I did like.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't do anything good. I was like an intern who did like bullshit, random shit. I was like, they're the person who's like, okay, just like do all the English and make sure all the spell checking is good on our English website. And I'm like, after half a week, I finished and they never used my thing. So I was just like, all right, whatever. And then like my last job. Oh, the job I almost got was my mom wanted me to have hands-on experience. Mm-hmm. So we went around to... Turn your phone off during the podcast. During the movie, please turn off all cellular devices.
Please silence your phone. Thank you.
My bad.
Okay. So my mom wanted me to get hands-on experience for a job. So we would go around these places, these warehouses, and look for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my relative. So the one place I went to, I always remember this. It was a sweatshop. But they didn't say it was a sweatshop. But it was a fucking sweatshop. You go in there and there's people who are obviously underage. And look, I get it. Like an Asian girl can be like 14 or 48. But obviously she was like borderline, very close to like underage fucking moving a vat in circles.
Wait, that's so sad.
And like they'd be like all like there'd be rooms where people would sit down and like stitch
wait,
and shit.
That's
like when you look up sweatshop, that's like the stock image. It's like a girl turning a vat.
And then so like I'm like in there and I'm just like looking around. And I think my mom was with me as well as the relative she wanted me to work with. And my mom was like, yeah, this looks like a good place. And the place was selling fucking... I remember this. They were selling Calvin Klein cashmere sweaters. And my mom's like, oh, it's legit. They're selling Calvin Klein. And I'm just like... This is what it takes? What the fuck? Get me the fuck out.
Then he never bought Calvin Klein's things.
True. And also, I never went back because my mom's reasoning for not signing me up wasn't that it was like unhealthy,
unsafe.
Like unsafe, unethical. It was that it was too far away from where we live. So she was worried about the distance.
Now.
And I was like, holy fuck.
That's a fuck.
I could have been in a sweatshop, dude.
That's sick. That's fucking
would have been
awesome.
A good story, you know, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Been
I remember you telling me this story, and for some reason, the way I remembered it is that you worked in that sweatshop.
No, I never did. Oh, shit. That'd be
see,
like.
Did you do Kumon or did you just teach Kumon?
I did Kumon for a little bit, and then I taught Kumon.
That's interesting. I like so many Asian kids at my school just fucking did it. I watched like by the sidelines.
Like, no, it's because every Asian parent wants their child to be the
best.
And they see all the other Asian parents. It's because, the Asian parents talk. My mom talked to every mom on the Asian block that was Chinese.
They always like compare.
And they were just like, so like, yeah, my son got 100 on the last math test.
Well, my
son.
Exactly.
Well, someday they belittle you. Oh, my son only got a 98. I keep telling him to do like study more.
Yeah.
It's because he watches too much TV. Like they do this shit.
And then my mom would hear that and be like, you're right, and then send me to fucking like
hell,
like shit. Get like math lessons.
You're like Pokemon.
Yeah, no, legit, and like that's how it worked. No joke for everyone. So everyone I knew to, like volunteered a shitload of hours. I was my mom quarantined me. This is a good topic. My mom quarantined me in the library for like a year and a half straight because she wanted me to get volunteer hours to look good like for college entrance. But she didn't know how else to do it. So what she would do is she would leave me my school would end. She'd leave me at the library until all my homework was done and all my volunteering hours were done. I was like forced to volunteer like an hour or two a day.
At the library?
And I would not be allowed to leave until I finished my homework and my volunteering hours. And but get this. Eventually, I was just like, okay, fuck this. So I just started reading like to elongate my time. And it ended up just being I went to the library to do volunteering, homework, and I read. And I would spend like 5 to 6 days in the library, or 5 to 6 hours.
Oh, that's why you're reading every day. So much.
Yeah.
That's why. My parents had a similar thing where they tried to find me like tutors. Oh. But like, I would always just like figure out how to not get tutored by them. Like, I'd always just like ask them about their lives and I'd be like get into conversations with them.
Me too. Yeah.
One really good guy on like the island of Maui just like randomly out of the blue. He turned out to be a nuclear physicist who worked like on Bikini Atoll. Like, he was at the nuclear tests. Sites at the places where you like have to wear sandals because if you cut yourself on a chunk of irradiated aluminum, you just die. He swam in the water in some of those places. It's like he's fucking crazy. He has like a shed full of chemicals, and I was just like there tutoring. And he's like trying to teach me about shit, but like I just want to fucking know about this guy's life because he's insane.
Probably has
like,
a lot to say.
Oh, yeah, he's a genius. He's like a super fucking smart
guy. So you're telling me this guy worked on nuclear shit. And it ended up being your tutor.
Yeah. He's just chilling on Maui. He's just chilling because he's like done with all that. He's on vacation.
I probably thought you were such a cute, precocious kid.
I was like, yeah, I want to talk about computers and shit. Like, and we never did any work. We ended up being like kind of friends. It was nice. We would just go and shoot shit for an hour and a half.
Oh, sorry, I talked a lot about my life. What about your life?
Yeah, what about your life?
What's the topic again?
Past jobs and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, right.
You edit it. Before offline?
Yeah, but I mean, there's stuff before that.
Okay, okay.
Dude, I used to work like retail.
Really?
Like Target, Walmart?
What's close. That? Office Depot.
Okay.
Yeah. And I sold computers and laptops. So I'd be the guy people would come up to. Yeah, I really need a good computer. And like, okay. I was like pretty, I'd say novice, like the terminology and like everything. I'd be like, dude, this has 8 gigs of RAM. This is enough you need. It has a i7 best processor like ever. Oh, i5 that. Just as good.
I fucking know the guy you're talking. When I was a kid, I was like, that guy knows everything. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh my God, they employ people who don't know anything about computers.
Yeah. 32 gigs memory. Very good. A lot of storage, but it was storage. It was the fucking memory. Yeah.
But you got sales. You did sales.
I was actually ranked 2 in my county.
Oh wow. My
God. Yeah. And then I had to go to college. So I worked at the Office Depot there. They didn't let me sell anything. I was just a cashier. So their loss.
Okay.
But yeah, it kind of sucked. Working 8 hours, 12 hours a day sometimes.
Holy yeah. Shit.
Being a cashier is kind of miserable.
That is, yeah, I think retail is just ass. Yeah. But I think everyone should go through it just to like know what it's like.
Yeah.
He's already been through it. Do you want to go through it again?
No. One day I just quit. I was just like, I can't do this anymore. But I can't.
I feel like once you go through it, you empathize more respect, right? Yeah. Like, you have respect for people.
Yeah.
I already have respect.
I had respect after I was a waitress. That was like the job that like.
That sounds painful.
Wait, you were a waitress?
Yeah. My parents' restaurant for like a while. I was like, okay, I was 17 when our restaurant opened up, right? And my dad's parents were like, oh, family business. We'll have my brother helping out. We'll have the daughter being a waitress. It's going to be so fun. I'm like, yeah, how hard can it be? And back then, I was very self-conscious talking to people and coupled with like fucking my clumsy fucking hands.
Yeah.
I dropped so many things.
Oh, really?
I can
imagine that.
Okay. That's... Did you know when you have a tray of food, right? You have to be careful of the weight balance, right? Because if you put like a heavy cup of water off, it'll tip the scale or whatever, right? Yeah. So I didn't know that, right? There was hot miso soup and like a full cup of water. I put the water down, it tips it, and then it spills the miso soup on the poor lady, right?
Oh my.
But I was okay because they were having a lunch after church, and they were a very nice church there. So she's like, "Oh, don't worry, sweetie. Don't worry, we got this," and the handkerchief and everything. So it was really nice. That was interesting. Oh, and there were a lot of entitled. I don't want to say.
Say like, it. Say their race.
Karens.
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 Oh, okay.
Karens.
Yeah, like mom. Like mom.
Can I see your manager?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Oh. She got the highlights. Yeah. You know,
okay.
Karens.
Let me tell you just one story. So, I did the takeout orders, and I think a Karen called, and they're like, "Oh, can I have a spider roll, right? Or a spicy tuna, whatever the fuck, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, spicy tuna roll." I repeat it back to her. She's like, "Yes, that." I'm like, "Okay." I write it down. I give it to them. They make it. She picks up the food. She leaves. She comes back half eaten. "I didn't order this. I ordered a spider roll. Maybe you misheard me on the phone." And she thought like I didn't speak English well because of my parents. I think she was trying to take advantage. So I'm like, "I was on the phone and I heard you. You said this." And she's like, "Well, I want my money back."
Oh my God.
I was so pissed. I'm like, I was about to yell at her, but my mom's like, Lily, it's okay. Oh, yes. Would you like your money back? We can pack it for you. I'm like,
Yeah, sometimes the best way to deal with customers is just like,
that, though. Like, so many entitled people. Like, it was mind boggling. Like, it made me so angry. One day I'll make a video about it.
Hey, is your like mom's restaurant or parents' restaurant like public?
No.
Oh, okay.
I intentionally didn't like advertise it because I didn't want like, well, years ago I used to have more like creepy people, I guess, who would
years ago
stalk me, kind of weird.
Do you still think you do?
I don't think so. I think most of them have.
Maybe they're just better at
like,
it.
Like, I think they've metaphorically
moved,
died off.
They probably moved on to someone else.
Honestly, yes.
I'm not gonna lie. Maybe I think your stalkers went to Pokey. Some of them.
I think they went somewhere else.
Oh, also some of our associate friends went crazy. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Ah.
Have you ever talked to a stalker?
No.
Oh my.
I did. I don't know. There's one person, but like I told them to fuck off and blocked them like years ago.
Have you ever talked to a stalker, Fed?
once or twice, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting because look on.
No, I'm more curious to see like how fucking beta they are. You know, if I can like like to see how their brain works. So some of them are super beta, I'll be like, this doesn't make any sense. Like listen to yourself. And they're like, "Huh, okay, you're right." Others are just like seriously brain damaged, and like whatever you say, they're just like they say something and they have a blushy emoji after what they say, and like it's like the most
that's a suspiciously specific.
Yeah, very specific.
I think like they're all people too, right? They have their own motivations, and why do they do these things? Like they have their own reasons. It's just interesting to think about. In their minds, they're always right, no matter what you say.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's frustrating because even if they're wrong, you can't really convince them otherwise.
Yeah, they see like two things like super far apart, and they're like
they match together.
Yeah, I see the line, but that's
I think
like
it's like confirmation bias too. Like if you want to believe something, if you see anything, it'll just confirm your own belief.
Yeah.
That goes for haters and fans, I think.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You just took a screenshot.
I was trying to turn it off, buddy.
So we went through jobs.
Uh-huh.
Anything else interesting, Lily?
I have one more story. Can I tell one more story?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was
please.
A tutor. Okay. And this, okay, I was like 19, 20. I'm in college. I got good grades, so they let me be a tutor, right? And this like much older guy comes, Korean guy, and he wanted me specifically because I was Korean. He's like, "Could you help me write my essay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm helping you, right?" He's like, "Yeah, you're helping me." I ended up writing the entire thing. And I'm like, "Okay, I can't do this again, okay?" He's like, "Okay, no problem. Next week, I have two more essays, but here's a venti matcha."
That's all it
venti
takes.
Venti matcha frappuccino. "Do you want anything else from Starbucks? Next time I'll get it for you. What do you want?"
He was playing like, so well.
A mocha frappuccino? He's like, "Yeah, I'll get that for you next time." He got me like three different kinds of like Starbucks drinks and everything. And I'm like, "Ah, okay. All right." He's like, "I'm going to keep requesting you so you get the money too."
Oh, that's fucking big.
I did that the entire thing until he passed English.
I had a similar situation.
What the fuck?
I was too beta to say no.
Yeah. I would do a lot of the rich kids on Oahu's programming homework for them because like in their high schools and like even some in their college, like because I had like a programming business and or a tutoring business. So they come to me and they'd be like, "Oh, no, how to fucking do this." And like if they haven't learned up to a certain point, like I'm not going to be able to reteach you all of that shit like up until now. Mm-hmm. Like, you haven't been paying attention for like 6 fucking months.
They just want to pay you off pretty much.
They just want to pay me up. And yeah. I like charged a shit ton, so I felt bad. Like,
don't
not
feel bad.
Doing it. It's so,
supply.
Yeah, I gave them like as much as I could.
How much is a shit ton?
I don't know. For like, for some of the people, it was like, I think it was like, I think at some point it was like 100, 150 an hour.
That's
wow.
Dude, my scooter was 75 an hour.
You were making holy a fucking fuck. Killing
that was so much, dude.
That's a lot of money.
I know. It was a very rich area. So it was all the, you know where Obama graduated from? Punahou? That school was right down the block from me. So I'd be like, come to UH, right? UH is the college. I'd be like, yes. And so they'd think I'm a UH student. No, I'm just a goblin who lives near there. Oh. I'd be like, come to the UH library. I don't even fuck, I'm not even enrolled in UH. I just walk into the library like I fucking, like I'm a student there with a backpack on. And I sit down and I'm like, yes, come over to my table. Yes. Come over to my table. One of the parents, who's actually super fucking nice, he like would take me, like I was teaching his daughter and she was, the whole family is like really nice, but he owns like a large company on the island and like he would take us like to get ice cream after and like he took me in his Tesla. That was the first time I was ever in a Tesla. He took
that's
me in his
when you decided Model you wanted a
S.
Tesla?
He took me in his fucking Model S like with ludicrous mode. He was like zoom. It was very cool.
What the fuck?
There was one time when like we were on a break, but his daughter had programming work to do over that break and it was like due, but I was on a different island. So he was like, hey, I was like, hey man, I don't know what to tell you. You want a video call? And he's like, could I just fly you over? I was like, huh? Yes, you can. fucking like flies me from an island to an island for one day. And like just for the whole day, we're just like running to electronic shops, getting stuff. I'm putting together this fucking like rat shit Arduino project. It ended up being like a theremin. You know what a theremin is?
Not at all.
No. Nope.
No, it's like a music thing.
Okay.
It just makes sounds dependent on how
Billy, you should
hands
know this.
Get.
It's a music thing.
Okay,
it's a music
right,
thing.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a music thing. Anyway, like we built it. It was a really fun time. And then he took me to like a really nice steakhouse afterwards. He got really nice steak. He paid me like 500, 600 bucks and just like shipped me back to the other island. Was,
damn, that guy.
He whined and dined you, dude.
Yeah, like, he whined and dined you, flew you in for one day.
At this point, I just fucked my
for
brains out.
For one problem.
Might as well,
that?
Dude.
It was like, he was so nice. That family
that's
was
really,
great.
That's really nice of him.
Yeah,
though.
I still
that's
talk
nice
to him.
Really?
Like he asked me, he said his youngest daughter was trying to get into streaming and I recommended her a gaming PC.
Aww.
That was very, very
I wonder
cute.
How she's doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns that's out, cute. That's very cute. Mm-hmm.
Turns out that girl grew up and is now Leslie. I was just kidding.
I know the meme we were going for.
Yeah.
I know this is Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
It's a good it's a fun meme. Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it. All right. What's next?
You guys don't have any other jobs?
Yeah.
I have way more.
No more jobs?
You want to talk a little bit about Dom?
Oh, I mean, I did used to work for I Will Dominate.
Let me preface this. So before I asked Fed to be a part of Offline, he was editing for Dom. And at the time, I remember being like, I don't think I can get Fed because he's making so much money with Dom as a highlighter. He wouldn't move for like a lot less money because we had like no income at the mm-hmm. time. We didn't make money in Offline for like fucking 2 years, 3 years.
Okay? Yeah.
So I was like, Fed wouldn't move for like no money. And he did because he was really bored.
yeah. I mean, it was cool. Like, I guess that proves the point we were talking about earlier. I was doing the same thing every single fucking day. Wake up at 4 a.m., edit till 12, 1 or 2, and then post a video, wake up, you know, every day.
It's rough.
And then, then one day Chris messaged me and he's like, hey, looking for a new editor. And I was like, what the fuck, why? And then I didn't even know you were living with Pokey.
Mm.
Yeah. I think I did, but.
It wasn't because of me.
He didn't even know I lived there.
Well, because I didn't even know she was like part of Offline.
He didn't even. I was like just there in the basement.
Yeah.
Mm. He just saw me walk in and out every day. Hey, does she?
Well, Harry Potter.
And yeah, and then I moved in. But talk about, I guess I can talk about Dom. What do we do?
All I know about when you you edit for Dom is you'd always be like, dude, I had sick edits for Dom. Scar, look at this video.
Dude.
Look at this edit. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know about your edits for Dom.
Yeah, I'm pretty prideful about my edits. Yes. Dom's a funny guy, and I just helped like amplify it even more.
Mm.
But dude, yeah, it's a grind. Like the, at the time, like the three biggest YouTubers were, it was Dyrus, QtiePie, and then it was, well, we weren't big yet, but I wanted to be just as big as like Cutie's channel. Like that was my goal. And so I would literally take, this is what I'd practice doing. I'd practice taking a very shitty fucking game he had and just trying to make it really fucking.
The best you could?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good practice.
Editing is just directing, like comedic timing and all that shit.
Yeah. At one point, he got mad at me. He was like, "Dude, this is a shitty fucking game. I don't want you to edit this."
And but look how sick it is when you die the 14th time.
I think that's funny though.
Yeah, he had a very bad Sejuani game, and he's like, "I don't want you to make a video of this." It was like first time he ever raised his voice, and I was like, "Oh, okay."
It's weird to contrast because for a while Lily had only losses on her YouTube. Like,
okay, but they're the funniest. I don't give a fuck about wins or losses.
It was like a meme on her YouTube to only have losses. Like, she never would win on her YouTube.
Because when we win, it was so boring. That's but when funny. We lose, everyone's yelling, everyone's having fun, and I want to capture that. I don't really care about the loss. But then after a while, people are like, "Oh, do you want to upload losses?" I'm like, "Fine, I'll show you wins." I went to Rivals. Sorry, go on. Sorry.
The whole nice. Story just yeah. to set up that yeah. last wow. slide.
She's been waiting the entire week for this.
Listen, I worked really hard. Okay.
Wait. Did you guys know? Sorry, complete tangent.
No.
They buffed Teemo Jungle on this patch. Shit.
They were watching. They were watching
the patch after Twitch Rivals. They buffed Garen. And then this patch, they buffed Teemo Jungle. Didn't he does like twice as much damage to jungle camps now. That's no fucking joke.
Guys, actually, like,
I don't think that's gonna improve. That's gonna change anything.
I'm telling you, we could have won Twitch Rivals on this patch 100%. All right, sorry, keep going. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You think so?
No, hell no.
Okay. Yeah. You're just saying that. And yeah, dude. Honestly, there's not much to say other than like we killed the game. I don't know. Mm.
I just got too repetitive.
Yeah, no, dude. It's just like I come from like a film and digital media background. I've always wanted to like work in like the film industry, and like what I don't know if you guys seen TSM Legends.
Yeah,
like have you guys seen TSM's old like Game Cribs?
Yeah.
Like, so like I wanted to do that, and so I actually applied to do that for TSM, and Lena told me like 2 months ago, like yeah, I saw your application, like. Like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Holy shit.
And you just didn't have enough experience, man. And it's just like, yeah, okay, well. And so I actually did that for my internship at, I interned at Team Liquid, and I actually did that for their team. And it was, honestly, it was so fucking boring. I love the guys, they're both so, I wanted to blow my brains out. So, yeah, this is like perfect because.
Now look at the talent you surround yourself with. You got.
Yeah, we can move on.
Yeah. It's fine. And yeah, so like this is obviously much more creatively fulfilling, especially I think for all of us, you know.
I agree.
Yeah. So
that's nice. I did landscaping. Like I think in lieu of kind of my service industry time, instead of that I did like landscaping in high school.
What?
It was awful. It was for one like really rich guy on the island of Maui.
Yo, me too.
I feel like there's so many rich
guys.
Yeah,
there's rich guys. Like, I think when you like are old and successful, you just like move to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And end up being like some rando who's a genius.
I'm going to move to Maui just so my kid can like work.
Oh, they're with the rich people.
Yeah, he was wild. He was like 7 years old, but he was like a massive guy. He was like in the military and... He was like crazy strong.
Oh, I heard that 7 years old. Okay, sorry.
17. It was huge. And like he was old, but he would like work with the like landscapers every single weekend. Like he'd still work on his property. That he built his whole house and like landscaped his whole property.
Yeah, I know someone.
So, it's like guys who just like never stop working, you know, until like they fucking die.
They always want to like improve something or like.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah.
Is that gonna be you?
Amazing house. Oh no, I'm gonna lay down and die at like 45.
45 is being optimistic.
Yeah, true.
My
like, every time I go into the garage, someone comes in the garage, I could just be lying on the ground dead, electrocuted.
Especially with the amount of aspartame we drink like on a daily basis.
True. That's not cool.
So this is day 5 of quarantine.
Let's talk about being quarantined. Okay. Does anyone remember where you guys on the podcast where I was like, I thought coronavirus is kind of a joke. It's like a little bit.
I was not on that one.
I don't think you were alone in that. Like, I think a lot of people didn't take it seriously early on.
I think that's the only reason it spread. Like, is because people didn't take it seriously. Yeah, like, that's the only way.
I was just like, oh, it's a little bit of a joke. Like, I wouldn't have done anything different. Like, I can't protect myself more than I already do because I protect myself very well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm very good at social distancing. That's the word, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I literally went on a podcast, like two podcasts ago. I was like, coronavirus is a joke, you know?
Yeah.
Mortality rate for people under 30 is like 0%.
But apparently,
you know, for people like above 70, it's like 100%. But, you know, I don't interact with any of those people. And it's, even if I'm a carrier, it's okay. So, like, yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. And it turns out fucking the mayor of Los Angeles shut down everything. You know, all the bars, all the nightclubs I go to, you know, restaurants can only do delivery. Why are you looking at me like that, Fed?
It's just funny because we don't go to any of those.
I don't know what you're talking about. And now it's like a big fucking deal. Like we're, the world's shutting down, actually.
Yeah.
It's
freaking crazy. Mm-hmm. Maybe I shouldn't bring this. Never mind.
Yeah, it's actually pretty scary because like the US hasn't had like correct testing methods. So we don't actually know the fuck is going on.
The wildest
here.
Thing is that you can have it. Like most people who have it don't show symptoms. Like,
but they're still a carrier.
Yeah, you're just like a fucking aircraft carrier other for people at for risk. Coronavirus.
Yeah, it's been 5 days since I've interacted with anyone. Uh-huh. I think all of us. It's been 5 days, right? Yeah.
I didn't even interact with anyone yesterday.
Oh no, you went to the Misfits podcast.
Oh,
so other than that,
how many days has it been?
It's been 5 days.
I feel like it's been five. Yeah. Okay. Like that was a while ago.
It's been like 5 years for me.
He's been on his quarantine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I think we're good.
Right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because the incubation period is 5 days, I think.
Oh, is it? I thought it was 2 weeks.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
Oh shit! I must be off.
I missed Temi. I lent Temi to Jemmy, and then we started the quarantine thing.
Jemmy predicted.
Just
this.
Fucking leave her at the door.
Yeah,
Steph.
Yeah.
I want to do that. Leave Temi. I close the gate. Drive.
But yeah,
how's it going? Do you guys feel like you want to go outside?
No, actually no.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, have you guys seen those like the people who are like being like, I don't know what to do now that we're being quarantined. I have to stay at home all day. Like I don't know. Like I'm running.
Dude,
up
I
the
feel
wall,
right.
I'm just
home.
Like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm, yeah. Yeah. I'm fucking. I feel it so good. I wake up in the morning. Shit. I'm like, yeah.
Like, if nothing really changed for me.
Not for us, because we just stay inside all day.
At the very least, like,
yeah,
I feel
sorry,
like,
Fed.
What?
You can't go out. You know.
I mean,
you're raging parties. I'm sorry, dude.
I mean, yeah, I was actually really bummed. We're actually throwing a party at the end of March, and then we're like,
that's a bad.
Yeah. No, Fed told us about this like right when coronavirus like just started getting announced. Fed was like, we're throwing a party at the end of March, and I was like,
well, but I don't
cool.
Think, like, yeah, we didn't know. It was like,
we didn't know.
It's
bad.
Like 2 weeks later, we're like, so about that party.
Yeah.
Fed's like, yeah,
no,
I don't
no
think
party,
we're doing
no
it.
It's crazy how fast it escalated almost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a few weeks ago, we were like making jokes, like, oh, it'll blow over, it'll be fine, right? No, stay inside, wash your hands, don't interact.
Yeah, and I remember them being like, yeah, just, you know, you should practice good safety etiquette, hygiene stuff, like don't touch your face. And ever since they started saying that, I realized how much I touch my face. And I'm like, if I ever get anything deadly, I'm just gonna kill myself. Just like this.
Yeah, I touch my face a lot. Like, it's actually a problem.
I kind of want I miss, you know, going outside, but I just like leave the garage door open. Like when I work in the garage, that's like enough of the outside.
You're
for
like
me.
That cat that looks outside.
Yeah,
like,
I was thinking about like
survive airborne for 3 hours,
but no one's like coughing in my garage unless someone walks up.
What
and,
if
like,
someone coughed and the wind traveled inside?
Look, like if Michael got corona from that would just be a funny story. Like, because like I would, that'd be like the weirdest way
to
ever get corona possible.
Crazy. Mm. It can survive on stuff for a long time. That's the weirdest thing about it. Incubation,
even
no
like,
symptoms.
Yeah, even how it travels. Like if you're just like 15 minutes in the, like next to someone who has it, you can just have it.
That's fucked.
Wash your hands. Be careful.
Look. Stay safe out there, guys.
Stay safe.
In these trying times, as a North American, stay safe.
Do you guys think it'll last long?
I don't know. I think it depends on how serious people take it.
I feel like it's just getting started, dude.
Yeah, dude, I kind of feel that way too. I remember talking to you. You'd be like, dude, it's fine, man. Because this is the first year I was like, Fed, I'm doing it, dude. I'm going to EDC. And Fed was like, oh, bro, dude, I can't wait. I will show you why it's the greatest fucking festival. I've been asking you to go for 5 years straight. And then it's like, so... It hasn't been announced that it's getting canceled.
Well, no, they're still moving forward with it.
As of right now, yes.
Yeah, but it might change. It's
subjected to change.
I expect it to change.
Too. Well, it's in May, guys. That's a long time from now.
I think VidCon's going to get killed as well.
When's VidCon?
July,
yeah.
So TwitchCon is in August, right?
June, my bad.
One of those J-months.
VidCon's June. AX is July. TwitchCon is usually June, August, September.
Is AX canceled?
I have no idea.
No, E3 is canceled.
E3 for sure. June. So it'll be good by TwitchCon, right?
Do you think?
Like August?
There's like...
How long did the Spanish flu last? I don't know.
I feel like we... Comparing to like old flus like that, like, shouldn't it make sense because we are so much more technologically advanced now? But for some reason, like... I feel like we're stupider.
Well, I think it's like... I was thinking about it and I saw the mortality rate and I was like, this is like not that bad a disease. But like the more I think about it, the more I'm like, this is like... For this time in history, this is like the perfect disease to fuck people up because it's not bad enough for everyone to like stop talking to each other. Like, because if it were like influenza, like the Spanish flu or something, no one would fucking go out. Like people would be actually, you know, scared of it. But with something like this, like people are like, I don't like super give a shit all the time. And it like, so it can spread to fucking everyone.
Have you seen those videos from people, like kids in Florida who are like, dude, it's just, I'm playing spring break for weeks.
People in Canada too. Yeah, they're like, fuck those guys. Like,
I'm just on the beach. And you know, if I get it, I get it, bro. And I'm like,
fuck you.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But it's not about you. It's about the people you spread it to. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. So what do you guys think about the fact that it's called the boomer killer?
It's kind of fucked.
It's kind of fitting. It makes sense.
It's not only that, though. It's like people with compromised immune systems too. They could be very young, you know?
I mean, Italy's mortality rate that for like the 1,000 deaths were zero people under the age of 30 died.
That's amazing.
One person between the age of like 30 and like 35 died. Like one or two.
They were probably like immunocompromised.
Yeah. And then like everything else was just above the... So like,
you see that thing where like they tested a whole town in Italy and like... No one knew they had it, but like most of them had it. It was like asymptomatic. A bunch of them were asymptomatic carriers. Like,
all right, yeah,
I think that's the wildest part. Is like you don't show symptoms and you can have it.
We could have it and we don't know it.
Have we been public that we're quarantining offline TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So we can't cook. Some of us. He can cook. What he does every morning is like
spam and rice.
Okay, spam and rice. Sure.
Recipe. Yeah.
But like generally speaking, so we've quarantined ourselves except for Postmates or like, you know, order delivery apps. So what we do is Yvonne has this box of like gloves that we're supposed to wear the gloves, like pick up the food, take it, come back in, take off the gloves, throw them away, wash our hands, and eat the food.
Dude, I just don't grab the bag from where they're touching it. I bring it in the house. I rip the bag off and throw it in the trash and then wash my hands very thoroughly.
This is literally a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. So like, what would you do if this was like a fucking horror movie?
Like the economy collapses. Yeah. We're all just the government loses.
I have faith in humanity. I think we'll always find a way.
You think offline would survive this?
I think we're best positioned to survive this.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know how many weapons we have?
You know, not only that, it's like we have a lot of disposable income. So if the price of toilet paper does go, let's say, to $50 a roll.
We have a bidet.
Dude,
okay,
yes.
Let's just say.
Ass warmer.
Let's just say the bidet. Oh, we can buy bidets. The price of bidets go to $500, you know? We can buy a bidet.
Wait, mine was $500.
Wait, what?
Mine was $500.
Okay, $1,000, $2,000, we could do that and it'd be okay. But for other people, like, you know, if the price of toilet paper goes up by like 200%, that's a fucking big expense, you know?
It sure is. Yeah.
So we are in prime position to wait out the apocalypse, the corona.
I feel like if there was an apocalypse still, people would want to hoard supplies to themselves. Like no amount of money is going to be able to buy
the
last toilet paper.
Yeah, if the economy collapses, then money is worthless.
I don't think it'll ever get to that point.
Oh, me neither.
Oh, as a hypothetical. Talking about, like, apocalyptic scenario.
Yeah, but like maybe right before that, like someone would sell their toilet paper at like X amount of price, you know? It's fucking capitalism. You're gonna be like, okay, well, you know, if you're not gonna sell that $1 a roll, what about $2 a roll? $3. At some point, there's a number there that I would sell my toilet paper in my room. It's gotta go. If someone offers me $500, I'd be like, it's your roll now. Here you go.
One roll.
Yeah, this is your roll.
Yeah.
You
get like a washable cloth, maybe?
And just share it around.
What the fuck? Oh my god.
I don't know.
Yeah, this reminds me of like the cat fucking TikTok I showed you where It's like, you know.
Oh, that's just funny.
I
want to
make one with my dog.
You read that toilet paper? Like, Tammy. Tammy. The fur is soft.
I bought an extra bag of dog food just in case. What?
You just coughed.
Oh.
My phlegm was green this morning.
What?
My phlegm.
If he has it, we already have it, man.
Yeah, there's no point.
We ride together, we die together.
Yeah.
There's no point.
Normally, we do boring outros and talk about watching the podcast on Spotify as well as YouTube. But today, because of the coronavirus, we'd like to leave you with some parting words. Lily would like to leave you with some parting words.
Like, comment, and subscribe if you like.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye.
Bye.